This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1715. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 2nd, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Canary Islands, Chile, China, Cuba, Egypt, Germany, India, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Iran, Korea, North and South, Kyrgyzstan, Mexico, New Zealand, North America, Pakistan, Russia, Solomon Islands, Spain, Sudan, Taiwan, Thailand, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The new A14 shortwave season is now underway since March 30th, so we'll have lots of news about different frequencies and times, and I'm afraid several collisions which should have been avoided. Radio Australia doesn't often make many frequency changes, but we've lost a couple of our best ones, or at least one of them, because we happen to be directly beyond the intended target area of the Central Pacific. 21740 has been providing very good reception every afternoon and evening in North America between 21 and 01 UT, but now that is off the air, replaced by 17860, which so far I've found to be very inferior. Of course, it's partly because propagation has changed and Radio Australia figured they needed to go down a band or two for that service. 19,000 even kilohertz remains on the air for now. It's from 23 until 01 UT. That was also good for us, but it's no longer propagating as well. Another new Radio Australia frequency is 15,300. It's now on the air from 03 until 06 UT. Apparently replacing 15515, and it is coming in quite well, better than the parallel 15240. HCJB Australia has also appeared on some new frequencies, although not much in English, mostly Asian languages. For their own good, they've finally got off 15340, which was colliding with Cuba. We found that move to 11595, starting at 1240 UT. And shifting at 14:30 to 11590. The simultaneous service to another part of Asia. We heard on another new frequency 15450 in English at 14:07. Ivo Ivanov and Georgi Bansov have been doing a lot of monitoring of the transition from a de-expedition in Bulgaria concerning Azerbaijan. They say no broadcasts of Voice of Justice or Voice of Talishistan have been heard on March 29th and 30th on that strange off-frequency transmitter in Stepanakert on 9677, varying 0.3 to 0.6 kilohertz. Instead, they do hear the other service which had been on that frequency, Iktimai Radio, if it's pronounced something like that, I-C-T-I-M-A-I, all the way from 08 to 14 UT from that 10-kilowatt transmitter. Georgi and Ivo were monitoring Bangladesh Betar and found that they've stayed on 13580, March 30th, for the English broadcast at 1745 until 1900. However, the scheduled English at 12:30 was missing from 15105, and the Nepali broadcast following at 13:15 to 13:45 was not heard on 9455, but there was noise on the frequency, like DRM. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee reports the way out of band Bolivian, the Radio San Jose, measured on 5580.246. March 26th from 23:45 until sign-off at 0103, March 27th. Mostly vocal music, possibly religious. There was organ music before they went off at 0103. He says, nice signal strength, but weak modulation. The following evening, they were 10 hertz lower. Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, much easier to hear, the best signal out of there. Ron Howard in California reports on 6134.78 variable. Their sign-off time is consistent to within 1 or 2 minutes now, unless they have live sports coverage that can run longer, which is 0209 UT on both March 26th and 29th. By that time, there's no Heterodyne from Brazil, almost on the same frequency, which goes off earlier. Horizon FM, or Atlantis FM from the Canary Islands, has been heard on at least 4 frequencies around the 6 MHz band, but the preferred one, at least the weekend of March 29th to 31st, was 6205, reported in the British DX Club by John Hode in the UK at 0730, Saturday, March 29th, and Stephen Wood in Massachusetts also heard 6205 with a poor signal, presumed to be that at midnight 5 UT, March 31st. While Georgi and Ivo reported 6205, March 31st, from 0315 to 0410. Of course, that's the one believed to be relayed from a pirate transmitter in Ireland. Following the earthquake and tsunami in Chile, amateur radio emergency nets became active on 14255 and 7080, heard in the Condish list by Argentinians Ruben Guillermo Marchenet and Enrique Wimbarger. Ivo Ivanov points out some new frequencies for China Radio International relays via Cuba. These hardly ever change from season to season, but now he reports from 12 to 14 UT in Cantonese and English on 13590, replacing 9570. And in English from 14 to 16 on 15535, replacing 13740. However, turning on my radio, I find these are still on the old frequencies. Maybe they're making some plans to change them when it's more summery, or when the operators in Cuba finally get the message. A surprise new frequency for Radio Marti starting March 30th is 13605. Not a surprise if you looked it up in the HFCC A14 schedule. But nevertheless, they got away for a couple of days without any jamming, until the Dentro-Cuban Jamming Command pounced upon it as of April 1st. It replaces 13820, where they still left a little jamming just to be safe. 13605 is now the highest frequency used at any time by Radio Marti, between 13 and 20 UT. During the B season, Radio Havana Cuba had some awful interference from Egypt on 11760, also in Spanish to the Americas in the evenings. Being an Egyptian transmitter, it was slightly off frequency and with terrible modulation to make interference even worse. But now it seems the Egyptians have decided to interfere with Argentina instead. They've moved it to 11710.1. At first it was an unmodulated carrier when I heard it on March 30th past 0130. And of course that makes Heterodyne with Argentina, which is always off frequency, even more, around 11710.9. At least it should be off by 0200 when Argentina starts English on weeknights. Another new one from Cairo is 13850. It's scheduled at 02 to 07, and that replaces 11905, which, with its terrible modulation, was blocking Sri Lanka, which remains on 11905, starting at 0115 with an off-time signal. As for the 0200 sesquiara in English from Cairo to North America, that has moved from 9720 to 9315, where Bruce Fisher in New York and I have been hearing it, but don't count on clear modulation. Two clandestines for Eritrea and or Ethiopia share a frequency from France, 15245, between 17 and 18 UT, according to the Alex Inyeyi schedule. They are Eritrean Forum and Radio Esena, depending on the day of the week, in Tigrinya and or Arabic, extended on Saturdays until 1900. However, Ivo Ivanov says there is also a strong noise jammer on the frequency, which is what Ethiopia does. And furthermore, 15245 clashes with the voice of Korea from the north during those 2 hours. Michael Kittner tells us that Hamburger Lokalradio has made a summer time shift now scheduled as follows on 7265 on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 05 to 07 UT, including World of Radio, an hour earlier now at 0630, and at 11 to 15, including World of Radio at 1430 UT. In between, there's a broadcast on 6190 between 08 and 11. At other times, they're in German, Spanish, or Portuguese, and preceded by another English program just before World of Radio. On Sundays, however, HLR is on 9485 between 11 and 15 in German, English, and Spanish. Georgi and Ivo in Bulgaria report some odd frequencies from All India Radio. The national channel, April 1st, was on 9471 instead of 9470 from 1930 UT. In Hindi, that's the Aligarh transmitter site. And the GOS in English at 10 to 11 UT, March 29th, was on 15070 instead of 15030, where it had been scheduled. Parallel to 15410 and 17510, each from a different transmitter site. But 15070 was also from Aligarh. We could hardly wait for March 30th when we knew the China radio war on 9530 would be moving away, clearing the adjacent frequency once again so we could hear the voice of Indonesia in English on 9526 at 13 to 14 UT. And indeed I did hear it on the first day, March 30th, and also on Tuesday, April 1st, enough to confirm that they were still doing an exotic Indonesia hookup on Tuesdays with RI Banjarmasin. However, it's still mostly unlistenable due to a very low modulation level, although occasionally there are surges from some of the voices indicating it's a problem in the studio, not in the feed or in the transmitter. It was so bad that Ron Howard could not confirm whether the previous English broadcast on Tuesday at 10 UT was another exotic hookup with RRI Denpasar Bali. Anyhow, the frequency he measured was 9525.87. Attention World of Radio listeners via WRN satellite in Africa, Asia, and the Pacific. If you're not hearing me now, that's because the time has just changed from Sunday at 1400 UT to Saturdays at 1730, which is a bit late east of South Asia, and happens to be at exactly the same time we are on WRN to North America. Saturdays at 1730, while to Europe, our time remains Sundays at 0900 UT. Frequency mismanagement by the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran has led to several new collisions. Bruce Fisher in New York and I hear the only English broadcast to North America, which they have the temerity to label Voice of Justice, is now colliding with Brazil on 11780. That's at 0320 to 420 UT. Of course, Brazil has been there forever with a 250-kilowatt transmitter, but it's not in HFCC, so how could Iran possibly know about it? They have a parallel frequency, 13650, which may suffice, although North Korea is also on at that time. Any frequency for Iran in Urdu until 1420 is 15520. Unfortunately, the voice of Tibet starts at 1400 on 15525 and likes to jump frequencies downward to evade the CHICOM jammers, including landing right on 15520 on the way to 15515. I heard Iran in Arabic at 0109 on 9420. Greece wasn't on the air at the time, but Greece could be using that frequency 24 hours a day, so look out for big collisions there. And Iran is registered for a very long transmission of 10 hours, starting at 1620. Via kilohertz, megahertz, gigahertz, this is World of Radio number 1715. Our website will bring you a lot more information if you consult worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert W. Gruska in Glendale, New York, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ron Howard reports that as of March 30th, sea breeze or shokaze from Yamada, Japan in North Korea made a frequency change after being on the previous one, 5910, for only 6 days. Now they're on 5985. Best and lower sideband due to Myanmar, which is usually on 5985.8. Ivo Ivanov says the other transmission for 1 hour at 16 UT is also moved to 6165. Both of them normally in English on Fridays only, but that's blocked in Bulgaria by China Radio International in Turkish. On March 30th, the first day of A14, we were still hearing Radio Free Chosun clandestine for North Korea on 9775 with the usual love song prelude in English before 1400 UT. That's from the Radio Veritas Asia Palawig Philippines site, so we assumed it would be staying there for the summer. However, Ivo Ivanov says they're making a change, and maybe already have, to 15630 and 1 hour earlier at 13 to 15 UT. KBS World Radio from the South has decided to participate in HFCC this season, allowing us to see details of their transmissions, including the North American service in English at 13 to 14 UT on 15575. The last info we had was that it was really aimed at South America, 81 degrees, apparently lacking an antenna toward North America, but Peter W. Hansen points out that now it shows as on a 40-degree beam, which is just right, crossing western North America through Seattle, Salt Lake, Santa Fe, San Fernando, and San Salvador. Furthermore, spring and summer propagation conditions allow it to be heard, unlike in the winter, where they stay on the same frequency. Alokesh Gupta reports in his radioactivity blog that Transworld Radio's new 500-kilowatt transmitter is on air at full power with a regular schedule. It's called PANI, P-A-N-I, meaning for Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Northern India. According to the TWR blog, full power programming began on March 24th on 1467 kilohertz. Neither blog has one word to say about where this transmitter is actually located. But from previous discussion and in the World Radio TV Handbook, we see it's in Kyrgyzstan, where the power is listed as only 150 kilowatts. The TWR blog says the name PANI also is the Hindi word meaning water. A shortwave relay service also in Kyrgyzstan and obviously catering to Christians is Radio Maranatha. But Ivo Ivanov reports reception was good, but it was nothing but non-stop music from 16 to 1645 UT April 1st on the out-of-band frequency 5130. We need to be vigilant on 1700 kilohertz for that new station in Merida, Yucatan, Mexico, which I possibly heard one day playing the national anthem, XEFCSM, whose day power is 50 kilowatts. However, our correspondent in Merida, Israel Gonzalez Ahumada, has been looking for it locally and has not been hearing it on 1700. So it may have been just a brief test. Terry Kruger in Florida also has not heard it yet. I'm hearing Radio New Zealand International on some new frequencies for the A season. Before 13 UT on 9700 and afterwards on 6170. Their current schedule shows those two. And here is the full 24-hour schedule. It takes about a minute to change frequencies, so I'll just give the start times for the AM transmitter. 0459 on 11725, 759 on 9700, 1259 on 6170, 1551 on 9700, 1851 on 11725, and 2151 on 15720. There are likely to be some program time shifts during the many hours they relay RNZ National when summertime ends on April 5th. I was hearing anti-Christian pirate station YHWH just on the upper edge of the hamband, 21450 USB, Saturday, March 29th at 1842, and it was off by 1923. But Rich Ray in Illinois was hearing it again on that frequency at 2042. In ABDX, Tim Tromp in Michigan reports that Channel Z Radio, a pirate, dared to broadcast in the middle of the 49-meter band, 6150.5 in the AM mode with oldies, coming in nicely at S7, sandwiched between big shortwave broadcasters at 0104 UT, April 2nd. Georgi and Eul report only a single frequency from Radio Pakistan on March 30th for the 0830 to 1105 broadcast in Urdu, except the last 5 minutes in English. The signal was very strong but distorted audio quality, also heard by Wolfgang Büschel. And furthermore, 15730 was in use for Chinese at 12 to 13 and Urdu at 1330 to 1530. But on April 1st and 2nd, Noel Green and Wolfgang Büschel were hearing the other frequency for the 0830 broadcast, 17700. I was barely able to hear the final day on shortwave of the Voice of Russia, or rather, as they're calling themselves, Radio VR, the English hour at 13 UT on 13805 via the Irkutsk transmitter site. Georgi and Ivo confirmed that there was nothing to be heard from Russia on their previously scheduled frequencies as of April 1st. Michael Betka of the Worldwide DX Club got a reply from Vadim, probably Alexeyev, about Voice of Russia. Its final day was March 31st. All contracts with any transmitting station end on that day. People at VOR have contracts with different end dates, but the furthest is April 30th. The new agency will definitely continue local FM relays at most places where VOR had relays. VOR staff confirmed they prepared contracts for the new agency on behalf of Russia Today. It's not the same as RT Television. But there is no information that the new agency will sign any contract to broadcast on medium or shortwave. And he says, from what I know about the new structure, they do not think that radio is important and that medium and shortwave are for the last century. Ivo Ivanov quotes the Radio Free Sarawak website that they are on a temporary relocation break, saying we'll be back on the air Monday, 7th April, with an exciting new team as well as our friendly, familiar DJs. The question is whether they will resume on the same time, frequency, and transmitter site, which have been 11 to 12:30 UT via Radio Veritas Asia on 15420 daily except Sundays. Koji Hashimoto in Japan reports Solomon Islands reactivated on 60 meters, 5019.88, heard March 30th from 0845, and the same date from 0855 reported by Brian Clark in New Zealand, also on 5019.88. However, a couple of hours later, at 10:45, Wolfgang Büschel measured them on a down-under remote receiver on 5019.873. Ron Howard says he's no longer hearing their other frequency. Do they take turns? Is it down for maintenance? Not heard on 9545 as of April 1st. Spain is now the victim of two collisions to its longtime frequency, 9535. In the 01 UT hour, I hear China in English underneath. That's from the East Turkestan site. And more seriously, Algeria via France is also on 9535, starting at 0500, while Spain stays on there until 0600. However, Spain has finally moved off 11780, where it was colliding with Brazil for the weekly Sephardic semi-hour, Tuesdays at 0115. Now they're really using 11795 in the clear. Ivo and Gheorghe report that the shortwave transmitter in Sudan has been inactive for the past few weeks, still unheard April 2nd, affecting both the domestic service Radio Omdurman on 7205 and the Voice of Africa External Service on 9505. Larry Zamora in Texas heard PCJ Radio's new frequency for Happy Station, 13655 via Sri Lanka, Sunday, March 30th at the new time of 1230. However, that's changing again already as of April 5th to 13720, says Keith Perrone. It seems there was unexpected interference from North Korea on 13650. And now, Wolfgang Büschel points out that Spain is also on 13720 in DRM, but that may be only on weekdays. From HFCC, Radio Thailand's English schedule for the new season shows four transmissions all on 9390, starting at 1230, 1400, 1900, and 2030. While the North American service, including English half hours at midnight, midnight 30, and 0200, is on new 15590. And the other English at 0530 to Europe is on 17640. Koji Hashimoto in Japan already heard those last two March 31st, although not with a very good signal. Around 0530, we have a very good signal from the BBC World Service, which we're not supposed to hear on shortwave in North America. This is the Ascension Relay for Africa on 7355. It's on the air now from 05 to 07. And also the previous hour, 04 to 05, via South Africa. Each hour is at a different angle for a different part of Africa. If you're at an appropriate skip distance from Denver, which I am not, but Harold Flojan, Michigan is, you might hear KOA relayed on 25950 FM. It's intermittent. He was logging it at various times on March 27th, between 1554 and 1603, and also at 1445 UT, March 27th, back on at 2010. But he says it's the first time he's heard it since November. Another one he picks up is on 26110, relaying KOVR-TV in Sacramento, California, from their studio during morning hours, such as March 26th, around 1419 UT. It's their Good Day morning program. On April 1st and 2nd, I found that WWRB was running two transmitters with Brother Stair simultaneously through the night, not only 3185, but also the day frequency prolonged 9370. On the other hand, their variety of other programming, the Global One service, has been missing between 01 and 04 UT from 5050 or 3195. So it remained to be heard whether World of Radio would still be transmitted UT Friday at 0330. After Japan closes 3945 at 1401 UT, Ron Howard in California is hearing nothing but easy listening pop music, apparently filler transmitted from the reactivated Radio Vanuatu. English from Voice of Vietnam now coming in well on 12005, the UK relay at 0100, also at 0230, while at 0330 it's still via WHRI on 6175. Tim Bucknell in England heard the fourth harmonic of Voice of Vietnam on 29140, March 28th at 1440. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 28 and 5 on April 2nd. But down to 5 and 2 by the 4th and no higher than 8 and 3 through April 26th. Solar flux as low as 135 on April 6th, 12th, and 13th, peaking at 155 April 19th through 22nd. And so concludes World of Radio number 1715. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found it informative and will hear me again next week.